Good morning. I am Crystal Leedy, and I'm here this morning to talk and to listen about World Water Day 2010 here in Portland, Oregon. And I've got a couple of great folks here to help me learn about this two-day event. Let's introduce ourselves first. Eric Morabu.
Morabu,
thank you.
Yeah.
And also with you, Eric, is
Marie Franklin.
Marie Franklin. And both of you folks are here to talk to us about, as I say, a great event coming up March 20th and 21st. No,
21st and 22nd.
Thank you. March 21st and for the walk, and 22nd for a great concert.
Awesome.
Yes. Well, let me ask you how World Water Day came into being. Marie, perhaps would you address a bit of that?
Yes. So World Water Day is it's a global event, a global day that they've, I think the UN has named as a day to raise awareness for water issues around the globe, which obviously are pretty widespread. We in Portland don't have that problem, obviously, but in Eastern Africa, where we purchase coffee, we're from Portland Roasting, and we purchase coffee in that area of the world, and we've always been involved with our growing communities. Water seemed like a natural thing to get involved in water issues, and trying to bring clean drinking water to those areas seemed like a natural thing that we would get involved with. So we decided to, there was not an event in Portland around World Water Day. There is in Seattle and San Francisco and some other cities, and we decided to just start an event for Portland.
Great. And this came out of your experience. You are with the coffee roasting folks who are helping to get this together.
Yes.
And you discovered the need because the people who were growing the coffee were having a terrible problem. And some of this was happening in Tanzania, which brings Eric into the equation there. Eric, you came to participate in this and let people know about what's going on.
Yeah. So having grown in Tanzania, and by the way, I've only lived in this country for, this is my fifth month, I think so.
Oh.
So having lived there, grown there, and all my siblings are there and my family there, it's really hard and difficult to live in such conditions. Water is a very critical issue, and unfortunately, poor countries like my countries, they don't have plenty of it. I mean, statistics show that an average family uses 5 gallons a day of water. So, I mean, they wash clothing maybe once a week. So this is more of an educational and awareness to the people who live in Portland to let them get aware of these critical issues that are happening on the other side of the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, Tanzania is not the only country involved, but you are part of an area.
Yeah,
of the world where this is really becoming a critical issue.
This is very critical in countries like Ethiopia, northern part of Kenya, the northern part of Tanzania, and the central part of Tanzania. They're very, very dry. Even if you see on the map, these areas don't have lakes and don't have big rivers. They're tiny stream rivers. So they're highland areas, and they don't have any water resources. And unfortunately, unlike the U.S., most part of Africa don't have water infrastructures. So if you go in the country, you never see anything like a faucet or tap water. So what happens is that women and girls wake up every day in the morning and walk for an average of around 3.1 miles to go fetch water for cooking, for cleaning, for, you know, and that's how it happens. And that's the daily life, you know. Yeah.
How long has it been there? There once were lakes in northern Tanzania, weren't there?
Sorry?
I wondered how long this has been a problem.
Oh, this has been this is one of the most questions that I face when I go to because part of what I'm doing, I visit the public schools and talk to the kids and educate them about water crisis.
Mm-hmm.
People always ask me, how long has this been? This has been like forever, you know, it's just imagine the U.S. maybe 100 years ago when you didn't have tap water, you didn't have infrastructure, and, you know, somebody then asks you, how long has this been too? So, I mean, this I mean, we still, maybe I would say we're still like the U.S. maybe 200 years ago. Mm-hmm. So this is how it has always been. And, you know, sometimes you can't wait for the government to fix this situation because most of the governments, as you know, they're poor and, you know, it's going to take forever. So the simple solutions, like, you know, going into a community and building them a small pump of water, helping maybe a community of 2,000 people, really, really help the villages.
So what you really need to get, and this is part of why you're having this event, and many others, I'm sure, is that there aren't enough pumps that go down deep enough, I guess. Is that,
absolutely.
Yeah, and so you want more for the country.
So if you live in the country because you're very far from the water source, and you know you can't wait for maybe 50 years until they put the infrastructure. So the simple solution is to dig water wells, water pumps. They sink, they dig underground, then they can pump water. So instead of women and girls waking up very early in the morning and walking for 3.1 mile, they will instead have to walk for a couple blocks and fetch water. So then the other thing is that most of these pumps are installed close to schools, close to health centers, so they are really, really very helpful. So if you put a pump close to a school, that means girls will have to go to school. They won't have to wake up very early morning and, you know, go fetch water, you know. So this is very, very helpful. And last year we did it in Kenya, and it was very, very successful. We sunk two pumps in Kenya, in western Kenya, along the Rift Valley area. If you go to Waterfall, all this information is there. Two beautiful pumps. One pump was named Sand Pump, and the other pump was called the Fun Pump. So this is maybe if I explain a little bit about the pumps that are the money that raises goes. They are called
please do.
They are called merry-go-round pumps. Probably you understand them.
Merry-go-round pumps.
Yeah, merry-go-round pumps. Other people call them Fun Pump. Other people call Sun. You know, yeah. So this is a three-system pump. It has a merry-go-round, then it has a solar panel electric tower. Then it has a pump that, you know, brings up water. So
the sun powers the pump, is that right?
Yeah. So all these three systems help in powering the water. Very, very effective system, you know, and this is more of an in thing in Africa. And the organization that we're partnering with, Water for All, they're an expert in building merry-go-round pumps, you know. Uh-huh. They've done this in Malawi, they've done this in South Africa, they've done this in Kenya, they've done this, especially in the sub-Saharan Africa. And that's why they're very effective. They're also being funded by other organizations like USAID, you know, and other organizations if you go on their website.
That's great, but are you telling me that this was kind of invented in sub-Saharan Africa?
I would think that this is more of an American technology.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, for us in Africa, this is more of the new thing. You know,
this is what works.
Yeah, this is what works. We're used to just a borehole pump, you know, just go bang, bang. So
having to move your arm up and down endlessly to try to get the water. Yeah. Now, the merry-go-round one, does that mean you kind of push it around?
It kind of spins around. So, it's kind of fun if you see it around when the pumps that is installed on a school. Like if you see the pumps that were installed last year in Kenya, one of them is close to a school and another one is close to a health center. Uh-huh. So as women come to fetch water, they come with their kids, you know.
Oh.
So they're fetching water, the kids are kind of playing around the merry-go-round, and then the merry-go-round spins around.
Oh.
So the more it spins, the production of water increases by around between 30 to 20%. So
this lets the kids who've come with their mothers to the well actually pump the water while they're playing
while
on
they're
a merry-go-round.
So they actually don't know. For them, they think they're playing. Actually, they're helping pump the water.
I'm very impressed. What a great idea. Yeah. We need to bring this technology here. Marie, did you want to jump in with something? I know that you've been listening and as we talk about this.
Well, Eric has so much great information. So it's so nice to have him in the country, too. It helps our company and our community understand really what's going on as opposed to just sending money over. But to talk about a little more about the walk and what we're doing to help raise money for these pumps. Last year, as Eric said, we placed, we our walk last year, we were able to place two pumps in Kenya, and we're hoping to do the same this year to try to get 1,000 walkers on the 21st.
Sunday.
Right. Mm-hmm. And basically the walk simulates what it would be like to carry water for this amount of length. So it's 5 kilometers.
Oh.
And so during the walk, there'll be some educational pieces and there'll be the opportunity to carry water. So we'll have 5-gallon jugs of water. So you could carry water, and there will be some, a relay race as well that, you know, the person with the most water in their bucket wins some prizes, et cetera.
Wow. So this is not just a walk, although that sounds good, but there's things to be done.
Right.
If I can jump in to explain about the walk. So this is a 3.1-mile walk along the Espionage, the Willamette River, starting at World Trade Center Plaza. So we're starting at 11, but between 11 to 1, we'll be, you know, kind of gathering, you know, and listening to the music. Then, you know, we'll also have the educational fair. So we have around 16 nonprofits who will table at World Trade Center.
Oh, the World Trade Center, which
Plaza.
Is...
Plaza.
The World Trade Center Plaza.
Downtown.
Okay, that's where it'll begin. Okay.
So at 11, we'll be kind of, you know, enjoying the educational fair, visiting the booth of these nonprofits, and then listening to music. Then at midday, we'll listen to the speeches from the great speakers. The ambassador of Tanzania will be in town. The city's mayor will be here. They'll, you know, speak to us about water. Then at 1, we'll set off for the walk, for the 3.1 mile. So this is a 3.1 mile, but along the walk, we'll have 4 educational kiosks. So these are more of educational kiosks. So you'll be given some kind of passport to carry around as you're walking. So as you reach this educational kiosk, you'll ask the folks who are around there kind of questions just to educate you about water and, you know, all the water-related issues that are around the world. Then you move to the next station. So four kiosks. In fact, the last kiosks will be being organized by Mercy Corps. They're putting up these kiosks. The rest will be organized by the PSU students. This is more of a Lille kind of walk. So for the people who've been stressed to be competitive in walking, so they'll try to bring as much water to the end. So, you know,
But this would also be family friendly, right? Because the kids could walk along and you'd stop at the kiosks and learn different things.
That's my role. I'm doing the slow walk with my daughter.
Oh,
I'm not going to do the race.
There's going to be a race and a slow walk.
Yeah. So it's a there'll be 5 gallons buckets, you know, a company donated like a bunch of buckets, you know, but you don't have to. It's not a must that you have to carry the bucket. The people who are bold enough, who, you know, want to really take this challenge.
Right, tough guys.
Yeah, they'll carry the buckets.
Tough women.
Yeah, tough women, they'll carry these buckets. Then they'll try, you know, not to spill the water and try to bring as much as possible water back to the final stop. So, yeah.
Well, that sounds like so much fun. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this myself, and I'm no runner, but I can walk.
Yeah.
Marie, what about you had a piece to put in here about what happens on the slow walk.
Right. So it's basically enjoying the educational piece of it and walking. And last year I got to meet a lot of people along the walk, and my daughter also enjoyed meeting a lot of people. Another reason that we do this is to really try to connect our local customers to these issues as well. So not only the consumers in Portland that drink Portland Roasting, but our customers who buy it for their restaurants. And so people like Burgerville, Laurelwood Brewing, Cup and Saucer, Elephant's Deli will have teams and bring their staff out. So if anybody listening wants to have their company join, they can pay for a team of 10 to come as well as well as individual walkers.
And Payne, we should make certain everyone knows this is how you're going to raise the money. So you will ask people who are going to do the walk.
Right.
It's Payne register.
Right. It's
a
$20 donation per walker, and it it does go directly to a nonprofit, so it doesn't profit our company at all. It we have set up a nonprofit, so the money goes directly to the Water for All organization in Africa.
Water for All.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. There was something else I was going to ask about that. Oh, so you're a sponsor, your group, the Portland Roasting, is a sponsor, mm-hmm. and PSU, of course, is a sponsor.
Yeah, PSU, they're more of helping up with the organization. And so we have, there's a capstone.
I wanted to ask about that.
So there's a full capstone class that is, all they're doing is putting up this event.
Could you?
And the Professor Pat Rumor, she's the person heading up this capstone, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they are the people organizing, all doing all the planning and the education, setting up this booth, setting up all the education. Like as I said, this is more of an education, but also a fundraiser. So mm-hmm. they're helping us, especially with the education bit of part of it. So
yes. So and you can tell me more about this in a minute. But what is exactly Capstone class in Millennium Development? How long has that been around?
So the capstone is called Ending Global Poverty, connecting them to Millennium Development Goals. So along the kiosks, each kiosk will be assigned with two development Millennium Goals. You know, so as you walk and you reach these kiosks, you'll mm-hmm. find these Millennium Goals, and there'll be a lot of information about connecting all these Millennium Goals to water crisis.
Ah, okay.
So the idea is to, you know, connect all water to all the Millennium Goals, you know, and see how, you know, you can try to achieve them by in 2015. So it's a great class, and they're very passionate about it, you know, and
yes.
it's been going so well.
And you are a part of that class.
Yeah, but also part of it that the capstone, the students are also helping us and me to go visit, you know, we're doing an educational outreach. Mm-hmm. We've been to probably 11 schools now, and a couple, three or four more, you know, public schools. So we go to these public schools and, you know, educate the kids about water crisis in Africa and around other parts of the world. You know, it's just interesting, you know, we give presentations, we know we get a chance to try carry the bucket, five gallons bucket of water. So
great.
It's really, really fun. And, you know, the kids totally don't know about these things, you know.
And is this in the Portland Public Schools been doing it?
Yeah, Portland Public Schools, you know, probably if some of the schools are listening to, you know, yesterday we were in, on Monday we're in Tualatin Middle School.
Tualatin Middle School.
Tualatin uh-huh. Middle School. On Friday we're going to Lake Oswego High School.
Lake
Oswego. So we've been to a lot of schools, Cascade Middle Schools.
Cascade.
Just a list mm-hmm. of schools, you know.
Great. Yeah. So a lot of the kids may be more informed than their parents.
Yeah, and the interesting is that the kids are also putting up teams, you know. So
the kids in the schools are putting up teams.
Yeah, they're putting
as well.
Teams to come and walk. So they're talking to their parents about this event, and they're asking their parents to, you know, help donate $20 to this cause.
Mm-hmm.
But they also want to come, you know, and have this as an education experience for them.
Well, that's great. Yeah. So that's a lot going on. And this is just on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a week from Sunday.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. A week from Sunday, which is the 20th,
the 20th, the 21st.
The 21st
yes.
spring equinox, the beginning of a new cycle of weather. And that's
good timing. 21st, the walk starts at 1. So even if you go to church, you'll be out of church by 1. So you see, that's an excuse for not coming.
Right. you've been thinking of everything here.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, so we're talking to Eric Mumbaru and Marie Franklin about this event that's coming up, as you just heard, World Water Day 2010, mm-hmm. and that's going to be on Sunday, March 21st. And I think now, although there's probably more we could say, and I'm glad you talked about the importance of the pumps, because that's very interesting. Now I would like to kind of switch gears and talk a little bit about the concert that's going to be, let's see, Monday.
22nd.
Monday, March 22nd,
yeah.
The all ages, the doors open at 6. Talk a little bit about this and also how you got the...
So as I told you before, this is a two-day event. On March 21st, the walk for water. March 22nd, at 6 in the evening after work, is mm-hmm. the what we call the World Water Day Benefit Concert.
Uh-huh.
So this is all about fundraising. It's all about raising the money. So
yes.
we are putting up a really nice benefit concert and at the Aladdin Theater, and doors open at 6. We're going to have a really nice... A lineup of musicians, three-legged three-legged torso.
Three-legged torso. Yeah. They're really hot
if you haven't heard them. Yeah, Loveness Wester from Zimbabwe. Obo Adi with his dance troupe from, you know, Ghana. They're going to be here.
Yes, we are so blessed to have Obo Adi in our area in Portland.
So this is going to be really fun. And Marie, you want to talk about the concert a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you've kind of covered most of it. We're also doing a silent auction there. We've had a lot of donations, so people could...
Talk a little bit about, and go back to that, please, if you wouldn't mind, but talk a little bit about, Loveness Wester and her...
I think you've met Loveness.
I've met Loveness Wester. She's originally from Zimbabwe, so she's going to be... She'll be there with her dance group. So she has this dance team, and they'll be doing they'll be singing, but also be having dancing from Zimbabwe. But she'll also use that time to launch her new CD called Water. She has a new CD about what it's called, titled Water.
Oh, wonderful!
Very, very interesting. I've had a chance to listen to a couple of songs that are in that CD, so it's really great. So Loveness, so she's amazing. The people who have had a chance to see her sing and dance, so she's going to be there. Three-legged torso, they're very big in Portland. I mean, people are listening to us, they know them, you know. Mm-hmm. They'll be there, you know.
Mm-hmm. They do a whole range of music, as I'm sure people know.
Obo Adi, as most of you have, you know, some people have seen him, he's more of a dance, a drummer, you know.
Yes.
So he'll have his team, you know, and drumming team. So it's going to be really fun day. And all ages, you know. Doors open at 6, but I think it'll probably go up to 9-ish or 10-ish, so the kids can come too. So
it's spring break too, so your kids can stay up late.
Now that was smart. I'm from Vancouver, so I didn't realize that this is spring break coming up for Portlanders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the Wild Water Day concert benefit concert, if you want to get a ticket, it's a $20 ticket. You can get the tickets through Ticketmaster. Or the Aladdin box office. So,
I think everyone knows where the Aladdin Theater is, but why in their box office? But why don't you give it the address too, if we've got it? Maybe we don't.
I'm not sure we do.
Yeah, I'm not sure we do. I pretty much think everybody knows where Ticketmaster is. So,
Ticketmaster. Yeah.
So they're selling these tickets, you know, and helping us, fill the Aladdin Theater. And then
thanks. Our wonderful engineer Kurt just said the Aladdin's on Milwaukee and Powell, and I think probably everyone else could have known that but me.
And so far we have had a really good response, especially to the World Water Day benefit concert. People are really excited about the concert. So, this is going to be a really great day, you know, especially the ambassador. And one thing that is that the ambassador of Tanzania...
Please tell us a little bit about the ambassador. We're switching back to what's happening on Sunday.
I'm probably sure this is going to be the first time that Portland is going to be hosting an ambassador from Africa.
And am I pronouncing his name right? This is Ambassador Ombeni...
Sefue. Yeah, Ambassador Ombeni Sefue, very educated and, you know, very diplomat. Before he used to be the ambassador of Canada, then now the ambassador of the U.S. He will also be speaking on Monday during lunchtime at the World Affairs Council of Oregon. So World Affairs Council of Oregon, they're putting up a huge talk about the Millennium Development Goals, and the ambassador is the main speaker. And then in the evening, the ambassador will join us for the World Water Day concert. So,
wonderful. So there'll be a couple of times to hear him.
Yeah, speak.
One of the things he's done is, and I wanted to ask a little bit more about this, he has worked alongside President Mkapa. Am I pronouncing his name right? Concerning on the peace process in the Great Lakes region of Tanzania. Now, that's a part that has lakes, but the water's not getting around to people, I guess.
Absolutely. Our former president of Tanzania, President Benjamin William Mkapa, is one of the world-known peace activists, and now he's no longer a president, a great president. So he worked along with him as the ambassador. By then, he used to be, before that, he used to work for him as his speechwriter, then moved on to be to Europe in the Scandinavian countries as his representative there, then moved on to Canada. So he's a great man. He's a great speaker. A couple organizations have hosted him speak. Jubilee Organ,
mm-hmm.
they have hosted him in Washington, D.C. as a key speaker. So he's a great man. So he'll on Sunday, he'll join us for the walk. He'll speak to us, and he'll probably walk with us. And then on Monday, he'll join us for the walk, for the World Water Day Benefit Concert. Yeah.
Great. That's good to know. One of the people speaking is water activist Nancy Metella. Can you talk about that? Do we know much? She's worked on water issues regionally for Food and Water Watch. And she says she's best known for her work in kicking the bottled water habit on Oregon's colleges and universities through campaigns to bring back drinking fountains. I got to tell you, I was born and raised in the East Coast, and we love those water fountains. And I'm so glad to know that when I got to Portland, that there's water fountains here, too. But
right.
that's another issue.
One other thing that's happening during the concert is we're showing the movie Flow.
The movie Flow. Oh.
So the movie Flow is basically about that issue. We think we're doing something so pure by drinking bottled water, but actually creating a lot more problems, and we should all be drinking tap water. And after you see that movie, you definitely will do that. So there's a complimentary showing of that during the concert, during the walk.
During the walk. So after people come back from the walk, they can choose to stay and watch the documentary and choose the documentary Flow. Flow is the world-winning documentary. Talks about water crisis about in around the world and how this world is very at the critical point when it comes to water-related issues. So very powerful documentary for the preview. You can just go on YouTube and, you know, type in Flow and just watch a little bit of it, and you'll be amazed by how powerful this documentary is. So we'll be screening that for free. I mean,
that's
after
wonderful.
The walk, you know, as people are drinking free food and, you know, enjoying free foods after the walk, they can choose to go, you know, and watch the documentary Flow.
Oh, great. So this will be an event at the end of the walk. Am I right about that?
Yeah, at the end of the walk on Sunday. So as people are coming back from the walk, they're busy enjoying the educational fair, non-profit educational fair.
Mm-hmm.
So they can choose to go watch Flow.
Wonderful. Well, there's a lot going to be going on, and I'm so glad that you were able to come in here this morning and talk with us about it.
Yeah.
I've been talking again to Eric Mwarabu.
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 Yeah.
Oh, I've got to say it one more time. Eric Mwarabu from Tanzania.
Yeah.
And you've been studying, you're here because you're also a student at PSU. Uh-huh. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And of course, PSU is doing this, and they're doing it with some help from Portland Roasting Coffee. And Marie, you've told us a little bit about how you folks became involved because you actually went there and saw what the conditions were, and as you were engaged in finding out about the coffee. So you took it upon yourselves to help out with this project, and that's really great. So thank you for coming to.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us. We'll see you on March 21st.
Okay, everybody out there. Yeah. See you on Sunday, March 21st for a walk for water.
Yeah. And for the information, any information?
Yes, please tell us.
So for any information for people who want to register to walk for water, just go on worldwaterdaypdx.com and then hit on the tab register.
Okay,
so, yeah.
I'm going to read that too if you don't mind. Okay, so for more information, it's www.worldwaterdaypdx.com.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks again so much. We appreciate you listening to us.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.